We basically got a playoff game last night on Sunday Night Football, and you know a game is good when Mike Tirico goes borderline Gus Johnson on you. Tirico, I thought, Gus, if that's what you want to do, take a page out of Tirico. I thought he was just fantastically fun last night. His Syracuse teachers, if they're still alive, no offense, might be like, okay, buddy, tone it down. You're losing professionalism. I thought he was a ton of fun because the rest of us were having an absolute blast as the Steelers take down the Ravens 26-24.
Yeah. Who had that ending on their bingo card?
10-13 at the end of the third quarter.
And then pure and utter chaos.
And then former MVPs, future Hall of Famers said, not so fast, my friend.
Look, we talked about this and like the idea of like why you bring Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. He still got, like, when we talked about, well, you know, if the Steelers make the playoffs, can they win a playoff game? Yeah, because they've got that guy. He's still got some magic in his arm.
You know, I had questions about it. I had big questions about it. I always want to give Aaron the benefit of the doubt, despite Aaron being kind of exhausting sometimes off the field and sometimes on the field, too. I always wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I was concerned. I'll be one of the naysayers that was concerned he didn't have it in him. Now, he can't move. That's a fact, although he had a nice scramble that he saw wide open. But the brain is intact.
Oh, I mean,
it might be more salty. It might be more pissy, more entitled than it's ever been, but the brain still works. He's,
for me, he's one of the three best processors in the history of the game.
Well, I mean, he is the prototypical quarterback. Yeah. If I want a quarterback made, it's Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. The arm strength, the mobility, the back foot, the brain, the crossbody, everything. He's got it all.
There's nothing in his career that was a weakness. Nothing.
Really? No. The only weaknesses he ever had were his team around him.
Yeah. Remember, but as a quarterback, there's no weakness.
The only time he ever had a defense, they won a Super Bowl. Aaron had it on display, but you know, I'll switch over to the Ravens side for a second. Lamar was really good that fourth quarter.
Lamar's great in the fourth. I mean, Derrick Henry was great all game too.
And it kind of made me wonder, and this is probably where the Harbaugh stuff comes into play. I don't understand, and maybe they just lost because the missed field goal and, you know, who had the ball last kind of thing, and Aaron did Aaron things.
But and the defense. I mean, the defense for the Ravens is just
kind of cheeks in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I thought Derrick Henry obviously was phenomenal, opened the game, and it was like, uh-oh. If you're a Steelers fan, I think you were dribbling a little bit.
Yeah, I mean,
you're a little scared
there. You see Derrick Henry break loose, you're like,
that early in the game? You're like, oh, this is going to be a long day.
It reminded me of, was it game one this year where he went absolutely bonkers? It was like, oh, yeah, remember that game? Was that game two, Bills Ravens?
I think it's game two.
Yeah.
No, I think it's week one.
It was week one where he just went nuts.
And it was like 45, 43, yeah, something like that.
And it was very much the same. He got loose early and it was like, prepare for this. Enjoy.
Yeah. And I think that's probably where the criticism of Harbaugh and that staff come into play. Maybe for the first time for me. Look, missing a field goal. We'll get into some fun Tomlin audio here in a second. Missing a field goal, you can't predict it. Okay, no. Lamar and that team put themselves in a position to win that game.
Did you see the looks on everybody's faces for the Steelers? Did he just miss that?
Did you see the looks on the Ravens? Like, Lamar is ready to jump up and down, and he just stops and stares at the center of the field.
I thought Derrick Henry was really good in the postgame.
I thought he was, too. You can't blame a team for a kid missing a kick.
No.
You can't. However, what was working in the fourth quarter, and I know hindsight's 20-30, but like, what are we doing? Like, how is this not the game plan? Lamar is 11 of 18 with four rushes. Like, that's it?
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious that he's limited.
I understand, but if Lamar is going to ball out to do everything you can, your season is on the line. His reputation. Now, we sat here and said it is some bullsh about people shagging on Lamar Jackson right now, but I'll tell you what, if I'm Lamar with that kind of gift,
found Zay Flowers.
I am going to ball out like no one's business. And if I break my leg and die and it's the backup plane in round one of the playoffs, then so be it.
But I'll say this.
I will Mac Jones this bitch.
I think Lamar was very much aware, which is why he didn't take off.
Yeah.
It's kind of maybe
pack it in and we'll get better next year.
Not even just that, but just like aware of his body.
Yeah.
Like he's been beat up all year and like, I think there's probably an understanding, both quarterback, coach, and team, of like, hey, you know, Lamar's limited. He's been limited all year with lower body injury after lower body injury after lower body injury.
He got sacked three times too. That ain't gonna help.
So, yeah, I look at that and I go, yeah, Lamar should have done this. I'm like, he only threw the ball 18 times. He only ran the ball four times. Now, he was incredibly productive with his arm. You know, had a couple of drops and missed a couple of throws. But other than that, he was phenomenal.
Throw a pick.
But beyond that, do you want to go with Snoop?
No. I mean, I like Snoop a lot as a backup.
Sure.
But not if my season's on the line.
And that's the thing is, like, you got 75% of what Lamar is, maybe?
And throw this over to Aaron, for example, 31 of 47, 294 yards.
You let the thing go all game long.
One, he's basically game managing. Mm-hmm. That's it. And I thought Collinsworth nailed this on the post game. I'm not the biggest Collinsworth guy, but I think he nailed this. The happiest person with that Steelers win is DK Metcalf. Mm-hmm. Because if Rodgers and that offense were able to accomplish what they did, now, there's a lot of question marks with the Ravens defense for sure. But they were able to accomplish that without a guy that can stretch that defense, mm-hmm. stretch that secondary. Because let's not lie here. Austin, Thielen, Gainwell, these guys are not really pressing.
No. I mean, Freiermuth's a dude, but...
But the rest of that squad is not really pressing a secondary. And Rodgers was able to make that work.
And he spread the ball around, though. My goodness. I mean...
Well, I think he had to. And that's what you're talking about. That brain of Rodgers has to continue firing. Yeah. Has to confuse that defense, spread the ball around. Otherwise, you're going to become predictable. And I'll bet you, on tape, the Ravens walked in there saying... He's going to be predictable because mm-hmm. he has to be because his options are so limited. And Aaron just said, F you, hold my beer. Mike Tomlin, after the game on Ravens kicking that field goal, which they ultimately missed.
Make that kick, season's over, comes to a screeching halt, and missing that kick and the winner going on.
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle. All right. All right.
I love PR in the background. All right, we're going to end on that one.
I'm not quite sure I know what that means. I think I do.
You know what it means.
I think I do. Tomlin, I'll tell you what. For that guy at times throughout the year, I mean, he looks like sometimes when they lose, like he's going to cry mm-hmm. these last couple years. I think because he knows what's at stake. He knows the pressure is there on his job. But boy, when he beats the Ravens, it's not just the kiss anymore. It's just that is one salty, happy MF-er right there.
That was the old, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, you know, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Kudos to Tomlin. Are they going to win a playoff game? I don't know about that. You know,
well, Tomlin goes 10-7, and here we go again.
Here we go again. I mean, all they needed was competent quarterback play post Roethlisberger.
A buddy of mine, was at the gym this morning. He's a big Steelers fan. He texted me last night. He's like, did you watch that game? I was like, I was paying attention to it. You know, how you doing, bud? He goes, I don't know. I talked to him again at the gym this morning. And I'm like, how you feeling today? He goes, don't know. Still kind of can't believe that. And I'm sure lowercase is thrilled, not only just going to the playoffs. But
God, I would have paid money to watch that game with him last night.
Yeah, I mean, but you...
No, I'd have bought him drinks at the bar.
But it's not even just the winning the game. It's beating the Ravens.
I know. It's
to do it.
God, it feels so good. You know, it's something the NFL has a lot of, but when you see Steelers-Ravens, it has college vibes to mm-hmm. it. It really does. I had a friend show me a video. She went to a Steelers-Falcons game because she was, like, in town on business, and one of the vendors they work for had some free tickets.
Oh,
asked,
yeah.
You guys want to go to the game? She was like, hell yeah, I want to go to the game. Walked in with her Falcons hat on, mm-hmm. into the tunnel with Steelers fans, and like 10 seconds in just took the hat off,
nope.
pushed that in her pocket, and was like, I'm just here. Because she said it felt very college, and she's a Bama kid.
Mm.
So it's like...
So she knows.
She knows, and to have that sort of vibe and to go to book your ticket into the playoffs, knowing you just beat your enemies, got to feel mm-hmm. great.